Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Then it's time for the open line.
Open line on kaya959.
Yeah, man, whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to discuss, if you've got a question for anyone in studio, do drop us your voice note on our WhatsApp.
My question for today, open line, is the people that were assisting us with traffic, you know, those people that were hired and trained and were given some form of uniform to assist with traffic, especially my traffic lights on a 70 corner, those congested intersections and whatnot. What happened to the contract? Because they are nowhere. Where they were stationed. Ever since the year began, I haven't seen any of them. If anyone knows something, please share, because I try. Just be a lapel.
I think Okulama assurance and appointment.
Yes. And I find that interesting. Because in my area, they're everywhere.
That's quite interesting as well, because they are actually contracted by Jacaranda,
mm-hmm.
but now, well, they were previously. I'm not too sure who has the contract now in terms of which media house.
Okay.
But we'll find out for you on that one, because like Mpo, you were saying, in your area,
In my area, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's contract related.
Wait, they're not contracted by OutSurance?
JMPD.
OutSurance pointsmen were contracted by Jacaranda.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not a JMPD thing?
Not necessarily, uh-huh. No. They might have like some sort of like interrelations, but yeah. I'm not too sure what exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But you still see them, Mpo,
you say. I see them all the time. In fact, I look forward to driving on Malivangwe, guys, when those guys are not there. It's a mess.
Mm.
But they're there controlling traffic, and it flows beautifully.
There's obviously a limited number of them, and there are so many traffic lights that are not working. Like in Rosebank, I know I see them sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think they move where there's a higher demand, yes. I'm assuming, because there's a limited number of them.
Yep.
Good morning, Kaya959, Sol and the team. Good morning, Kaya959, Sol and the team.
Morning again.
Now what's on my mind is that you guys never play my daughter's voice notes. The whole week we've been trying. However, guys.
Sorry. So the guys in technical have always said this, because you're not the first one to complain about this, but they get like hundreds and hundreds of these things, and we can't actually play all of them. Mara, I agree with you, Ninkinga, because there's some kids that are on like almost every day. It's not like we're giving all the kids an equal number of chances to be on, because, and no offense, but we hear some kids, sisbazna makam.
To be honest, I would assume that when you get so many voice notes coming in, you would generally go for the first ones that come in, and those are the ones you're cutting. Because Kwame and Chris, when they're in there, there's a lot of voice notes that come in.
So we're saying the same kids are number one and
they know
the first 10.
They know. They've got the system on lock.
But also, what happens is we will check whether if that person has sent voice notes before, because we do find new ones.
Yes.
And then they will say, hi guys, I'm new here.
Yes.
And so forth.
So stop throwing people under the bus.
That's the voice of Chris. He's technical. In case in Mangele, yo, Balopoka so much. Anyway, here's a voice note of your child. I hope they're still in the car with you. Say
hi, Kaya95 on the streets and the air. My name is Chompa Mitsumabe, and I think the answer for Play-Doh, it is from Aganto, but I don't know the name.
There we go. On the line, we've got Fifi. Fifi also wants to ask a question. Good morning, Fifi.
Good morning, Uncle Sol.
How's it? What's your question this morning, Fifi? You sound amazing, by the way.
Thank you. My question is, I know you're very smart and intelligent, so I wanted to ask, where is the graveyard of Adam and Eve?
Wow, you know who's smarter than me in studio? Mpo. Auntie Mpo. Where's the grave of Adam and Eve?
To be very honest with you, Fefe, I have no idea where the graveyard would be. Where do we even start? But it's a brilliant question.
Hey.
If anybody has an idea in terms of the adults that are listening, please send us a voice note and we assist Fefe and we try and get answers for Fefe. That would be absolutely incredible. What a brilliant question.
Google says they're buried in a cave of Machapela in Hebron, Palestine. Somewhere in Palestine. That's what Google
That's
says.
According to
or
Google.
According to popular Christian and Jewish beliefs.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for a brilliant question,
Palestine.
Fefe.
Yeah.
And have a great day at school today.
Jeez, what a smart kid.
Good morning, team. I just want to ask, what is the situation there with Donald Trump? I heard there was a situation of TikTok and other things that he said. Mfundo Mabarane, can you please just explain this to me and how will it affect South Africa? Thank you.
Hi. So the U.S. Secretary of State, specifically on the foreign aid, Marco Rubio, issued a waiver partially lifting that freeze on foreign aid. And this is for 90 days. So within the 90 days, they'll embark on some sort of a review. Whether that review would see other beneficiaries being excluded is still up in the air. So there's a lot of uncertainty at this point. And all we can say is that Trump has somehow made true on his promise to shake things up by signing all of those executive orders that we saw, from immigration all the way to climate change obligations, by pulling out of the Paris Agreement. So most certainly it is a period of turbulence and uncertainty for all of us. So right now, I would say that what that means about the foreign aid is that for 90 days, there's some sort of a partial lifting of that freeze, so we should all continue to benefit. But beyond the 90 days, we don't know who would continue to benefit because they're going to have that review.
On the line, Sneka from Kagiso. Sneka, good morning.
How's it?
All good, brother, all good. What's on your mind?
Good, quickly. My guy, I would want to draw you to what the NPA said yesterday regarding the Vizani case. Mahaga, the spokesperson, said the reason why they took 4 years to look into the case was because they were procuring their business, the procurement process, to get somebody to look into the emojis that were used in the Bizane street. So my issue is that a lot of cases, they are dropping the ball most of the time. So it is fine for them to be saying they took 4 years to get somebody to look into the emojis so that the case can go to court. And you can imagine with other people who've got cases that are just dropped like that. It's something that I think it is funny, but at the same time, really concerning. Take 4 years to look into the emojis, social media emojis, to take such a serious case to court. But maybe you've heard what they said.
Yeah, it's very concerning, man. I mean, I think we know the NPA, they're under-resourced. They've even come out and admitted that it's under-resourced. But geez, man, it's just a travesty. 4 years to look into emojis. Come on.
Morning, 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 Mr. Penduga. Hope you're good, man. I'd like to discuss in the load reduction, election. Can't why government in Angas Nigezi or a post, they will group lay Eskom Guti, Uhamba Ninu case, because my sister told them dates from individuals, my dates were quite wrong. Already 7/3 for February. So I wanted to know which why I got to government to tell my five will app Eskom Guti Ama reduction as over nini eduction. Mobai is very stressful. So you are prepared Uti Ulung sell cases or hamping a hambi. Now should look on a Uti. So if I mess.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I mean, hearing from Abantu, Nama WhatsApp group Abantu, is not that reliable. But I do know that Eskom Sopush, it's a third-party app. It's not government. It's not Eskom. It's the most reliable, I'm told, from those who are still experiencing load reduction. So do check that app out as well, Eskom Sopush. It's 7:30. Time for headlines.
Yeah, Shem, the Play-Doh. My daughter even stopped from last year, and there's kids that come in there every single time, without a doubt. And then also, just on the open line, so I was thinking about this thing, Yoguti, ba prevent to say abantwana, obviously with the consent of a parent, girl child. How about we twist this thing around? Can it not be the boy child? Create some kind of implant for the boy child to prevent, because I just feel that the responsibility is too much on the girl child. I know boys are scared of needles, and if anything should be those boys will freak out. They'll never attempt to even do a little thing. I'm just thinking, maybe we are looking at it in a different direction. Can we not do e-prevention on a boy child to avoid a pregnancy? How about, just thinking, you know?
Oh, this is about the conversation from yesterday. Yes. The AMC suggesting that girl children should have compulsory contraceptives, those implants, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, there is a male contraceptive. But men are not about to do that. I mean, the same way that the argument has been, if men would ever go on their periods, we would have found a solution to period pains a long time ago.
Yeah,
do you get what I mean? It would actually be a badge of honor to get period pains or to not be able to get period pains. So, yeah, it's just one of those, man.
So this corner, because I know there's a vasectomy, but I mean, come on.
Apparently there is a pill. But I don't know if it's been rolled out globally as yet, but there is a pill that is around that a man can pop every month.
And it doesn't mess with our hormones and...
Well, it's supposed to control your little things that are going to swim around.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Good morning. I just want to say, Sol, you've held it down this week. I've enjoyed the show, the music. I've literally enjoyed everything, even Play-Doh. Loved how you interacted with the kids. It was just so amazing. The topics that you came up with, that you pushed, they're really so interesting. And I just, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Nah, you're more than welcome. It's a team effort, I won't lie. Hey, like Chris here makes me sound great, makes all of us sound great. Mpo, my boy, great to bounce off. She's amazing with all her experience. Keta, production, Kwame in studio. Yeah, man, Spongile as well. She's been assisting us as well. So,
you're
being
so typical.
Thank you.
You're being so typical. Baka, you compliment. You must just divert the compliment. Don't divert
the
compliment.
I'm giving the men of the match.
Like you're giving it away. No, this is not about me. It's about the team. Ntanga, you played Udlalile and you were the star player. It is what it is. Take the compliment.
Thank you.
Sure.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.